What's going on, guys? It's Shannon. Now, a lot of us spend time during the day just dreaming about how amazing it would be to take a nap or how great it's going to be when we finally crawl into our bed at night. We spend about one-third of our lives in bed, so it is our duty to make that time as incredible as we possibly can. Otherwise, it's just kind of a waste, right? Now, you could do that by spending hundreds of dollars on a set of sheets, or you could do it the smart way and upgrade to a set of Brooklinen sheets. Here's why I say it's the smart way to go. Brooklinen sheets give you the feel of a five-star luxury set of sheets, but they don't come with the price tag. And you don't give up any quality by paying less with Brooklinen either. My Brooklinen sheets are absolutely the best, most comfortable sheets I've ever slept on, and it is time for you to upgrade. And guess what? You get a special offer just because you listen to Stuff with Shannon. You can get $20 off and free shipping when you use the promo code Shannon at Brooklinen.com. Brooklinen is so confident in their products that all of their sheets, comforters, and towels come with a lifetime warranty. But the only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use the promo code Shannon at Brooklinen.com. That's Brooklinen.com. Promo code Shannon. Brooklinen. These really are the best sheets ever.
Check this out.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention?
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
So, Deontay, you were just telling me about your adventures in getting gas.
Oh, my gosh.
You have to tell the people who are listening right now what's going on with your car and why getting gas might get you shot.
This is such a beating because my car is roughly 14 years old.
Right.
And we're looking at getting me a new car this year, but I'm trying to wait until Jude gets out of school so we can stop paying tuition before we take on another car note. So I'm at that point where small little things keep breaking.
Mm-hmm.
And now the door to the gas tank mm-hmm. on the outside of the car will not open. So normally you pull the latch that's
right.
next to the seat and it pops open.
That's
you're good
I
to
have.
Go.
Yeah.
Well, it won't open when you pull the latch. So you have to pull the latch and then pop the door thing open.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to do it simultaneously.
Okay.
And my arms aren't, I'm not Stretch Armstrong.
Right.
So the last two times I've gone to get gas, I've had to walk up to a stranger.
Can I talk
say,
to you for a minute?
Hey, can you do me a favor?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. People look at you crazy when you ask for a favor at the gas station.
I bet they do because they have no idea what's about to come out of your
no
mouth.
No idea. And I swear I don't need $20. I just need you to hold this latch while I pop open the door with my scissors
mm-hmm.
because it doesn't have a cutout.
With your scissors.
The scissors were the only thing I have in my car that would fit in there and pop open.
Okay.
I guess maybe I could use keys. It may be too wide, though. I don't know.
I don't know either.
Yeah, so maybe walking up to strangers with scissors in my hand is not a good
maybe
look.
You can leave those in your car and pick them up when they get over there.
Maybe.
Maybe that's a better idea.
Or they might really be scared when I pull scissors out of my car as they're opening the latch next
maybe
to
they'll
the
just
seat.
Offer you $20. That'd be awesome, right?
It's a come up.
See, I don't have that issue, although my car does have 140,000 miles on it now.
Wow.
So I got this cool thing in the mail from a Mazda place, and it had a check, essentially,
mm-hmm.
for like $9,450.
Right.
And so I get to looking at it. I'm curious.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, we'll pay you more than market value for your car. So you can get a brand new Mazda CX-5 for like $12,000.
Whoa.
I know. Isn't that crazy nuts?
Yeah.
So I seriously started considering maybe going and trading in my car
mm-hmm.
because I'm starting to have little things happen too.
Right.
It just happens with that many miles.
Mm-hmm.
But then I read the fine print on the bottom.
Oh, fine print.
Yeah, I thought that reading most of the fine print was enough, but I'm kind of glad that I actually read all of it because it said this is for 12,000 miles a year.
Oh.
So my car's a 2013, which means that I should only have about 96,000 miles on it,
mm-hmm.
if my math is right. But I've got 140 plus.
Oh.
So I guess that check is not valid.
No,
and
not
I guess I
so
can't
much.
Get a car for $12,000.
Oh. But is your car paid off?
Kind of, but no. I had to take out a loan to cover my ISR stuff.
Oh, okay.
And so I borrowed against it.
Uh-huh.
I don't understand the workings of all that stuff. Mm-hmm. I just know that they said, hey, do you have anything of value that you can offer us? I'm like, my car. It's worth a little bit. Yeah. Aww. The car that I want, though, is like $41,000.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to spend that much money on a car that I'm going to put that many miles on again.
Yeah.
Just doesn't make sense. So I'm just going to drive mine until I'm Fred Flintstoning it down the highway.
I hear you.
Yeah.
I'm still driving my car and it's 15 years old.
Oh,
but
wow.
I do have a new engine.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So I guess I've been probably maybe 30,000 on this new engine.
Okay.
But still, so even though the engine is new, there's still like all of these random little things like the lift on the gate
uh-huh.
in the back that broke. And I was without that for a year because I just never, I need my car all the time.
Right.
So it's hard to even find a couple of hours to be able to take it somewhere to drop it off to get it fixed.
Get a rental.
So it's trying to move car seats in and out of the car with a rental. And
so you would, instead of moving your car seats, you would rather go for a year with no lift gate on the back of your car.
Yeah, we made it work.
Okay.
I mean, I have three rows, so it's not like we can't throw stuff in the car, but I mean, inconvenient, yes, but it's not undoable. Not doable.
I would love to see you have to get something super heavy out of that third row.
Mm.
I would laugh and point at your butt.
Well, finally got it fixed, okay. So we're good now.
All right. Well, then I won't laugh and point at your butt. So in typical Shannon fashion, I've been making notes of things as they come to my brain.
Mm-hmm.
But I've accidentally started putting them on different notes in my phone, so it's hard for me to keep up with all the things that come across my brain.
Oh.
Still off my meds.
Mm-hmm.
I should tell you that going into this conversation.
Okay.
So get ready. Although I think when we discussed it last time
mm-hmm.
that you were here,
mm-hmm.
the battery in my little recorder died, and uh-huh. so it saved none of the stuff that we talked about.
Man, and that was good stuff.
It was really funny, actually. I was impressed
good
with us.
Good stuff.
Might have been the best stuff we've ever done. And it's just gone.
Great.
Which hurts my heart, but whatever.
We'll never recapture that magic.
Okay, so something that was really stuck in my head probably last week or last weekend, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I'm young enough that I still have that time of the month.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So I was laying there and my back was hurting me so bad. And I know that when my back starts hurting me that bad, that it's coming.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm laying there on the couch feeling sorry for myself. And for whatever reason, I started thinking that the first woman who had her time of the month deserves a medal.
Mm-hmm.
Because can you imagine what was going through that poor woman's head for 5 to 7 days? She probably didn't sleep. She had no idea why what was happening was happening.
Mm-hmm.
She got through it, and then 28 days later, it happens again, so she thinks she's dying all over again.
Mm-hmm.
That poor woman.
So Eve.
Oh.
Like Adam and Eve?
And that was her punishment for eating the apple or
there
something,
you go.
Right?
Yeah.
Did God tell her that that was going to be what would happen because she did that?
Well, I mean, I don't know if they outlined the conversation in the Bible, but I'm pretty sure she figured it out.
Okay. I'm just saying. I felt really bad for her, but now that I know that she brought it upon herself.
There you go.
And she's the reason for my pain.
Great. Way
thanks
to go,
a lot,
Eve.
Eve. I think I could have been Jesus's friend now. I would have wanted to punish Eve too because her stupid act made me have all that pain and stuff. Stupid.
I don't think Jesus is really the punishing type. He's really more the forgiving type.
But wasn't that what he did to Eve because she didn't listen to him?
That was God.
Oh, I see.
Jesus
I confuse
was born
God
a lot
and Jesus.
Later.
I get them confused. So God was not as forgiving as Jesus.
Right.
Okay, God would punish people.
Right.
And then he had Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus was like, I don't like the way that my father's treating people. I'm going to be different than my father. And so Jesus was a much nicer person than God ever was. Am I understanding that right?
Not exactly, but let's go with that.
Yeah, let's go with it. That's my understanding of how it all happened.
You're such a good Catholic.
I do get God and Jesus confused, and I'm ashamed to say that, but I do. Because I don't really know why. I mean, I did all my Catholic homework, and I go to church most of the time.
God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, the Trinity.
In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit.
There
but
you go.
it's so confusing to me. Let's not talk about it because people are going to hate me by the time we end that conversation. On a completely different end of the spectrum of what's been on my mind. Mm-hmm. Is your phone ringing?
No, I was thinking I had my gloves in my pocket, but I don't.
Oh, now's a really good time to start looking for your gloves and distract me.
Sorry.
Okay, so my nephew has been playing a game on my Kindle a lot. Mm-hmm. It's a Thomas the Tank Engine game. Mm-hmm. And something I've noticed that really irritates the crap out of me, and just hear me out on this, okay? Is Thomas the Tank Engine and his friends, Gordon and Percy and all those people, they're always doing really stupid stuff to cause trouble for themselves and the other tank engines that go through I forgot the name of the city, but I noticed the other day that there's a conductor sitting in the seat to drive Thomas and his friends. What's the point of a conductor if the trains are going to have their own brains and do stupid things? Why don't Thomas and Sir Topham Hatt fire the freaking conductors? Or why don't the conductors actually do something worthwhile?
Just because they have brains doesn't mean they're
good brains?
No, self-driving.
But they do. They point themselves in the wrong direction. Like if one person wants to pick up the mayor and get her to the train races, then they're going to sabotage the other train so they can't get where they need to go. And it's a big Thomas the Train mess. And I don't understand why they waste their time drawing a conductor in the engine if he's going to have no power over what's happening. I need to write a letter to Sir Topham Hatt and tell him to get his ish together. Or somebody should really think these cartoons and stuff through.
I can honestly say I have never seen an episode of Thomas the Tank Engine Train all the way through.
You're missing out. Okay, have you seen Paw Patrol?
Yes.
Okay, so you have seen that.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so maybe you're going to understand this next thing that's really been bugging me lately.
Okay.
So the town of Adventure Bay has a mayor. Mm-hmm. Her name is Mayor Goodway. Mm-hmm. And Mayor Goodway has this chicken. Chickaletta is the chicken's name.
Right.
And the chicken stays in her purse. Mm-hmm. Okay. Any realistic mayor would not be elected if they carried around a pet chicken in their purse and kissed on the chicken and loved on the chicken and the chicken was their primary focus in life. Okay. They would probably be locked into a mental institution. Just stay with me.
Okay.
You're doing a good job. I see the look on your face. It's not necessarily one of interest, but hear me out.
I'm listening.
Okay. And would you really elect a mayor whose pet chicken that lives in the purse always gets out of the purse and causes all kinds of problems? Like yesterday's episode of Paw Patrol that we were watching, Chickaletta got on the ghost ship and scared everybody to thinking a ghost was driving it because Chickaletta was just running back and forth on the steering wheel of the ship because Mayor Goodway let her out of her stupid purse. But Mayor Goodway wasn't worried about all the nice people of her town that were there. She was just worried about finding her stupid chicken. Why?
So basically, Mayor Goodway is the worst mayor ever.
She's insane. I don't understand. I don't know if they're kind of picking at politicians inadvertently with this. Like, I think that there's a deeper message that maybe people aren't. I'm the only one that gets.
I think you might be.
I think that Paw Patrol might be subliminally talking to me about politics and the way that they script their stuff. It really baffles me. And I wonder why and who would write Mayor Goodway into the show and have her obsessed with a chicken. A chicken. Could have been an alpaca. Could have been pretty much anything other than a chicken, and I would have understood it better.
Well, one, I don't think an alpaca would fit in her purse.
If she got a cute little miniature alpaca, it would.
Do they make miniature
alpacas? I don't know, but it's Adventure Bay. Anything's possible. Dogs drive cars there.
Well, that's why.
What?
That there's a chicken named Chickaletta who's causing all the chaos because it's Adventure Bay.
Yeah.
And anything's possible.
Okay.
I would also like to say that you are a better aunt than I am mom because I am not sitting down watching episodes of Paw Patrol or Team Umizoomi or Blaze and the Monster Machines.
Well, that's a lot of times that's the only chance that I really get to sit down. And so I take full advantage. And if I have to watch Paw Patrol to kind of distract my mind from everything else that I should be doing, then I'm going to do it.
Gotcha.
Kids keep you busy.
Yeah,
seriously.
When my kid wants to watch TV with me or wants me to watch TV with him, mm-hmm. I just grab my phone or my laptop and I just sit next to him because really he just wants to hold on to my arm.
Yeah, but I feel like I need to be more in the moment. Like, I need to take those moments in because they're not going to last forever.
Oh.
And so I try and put my phone away, or I try not to really focus on something other than the TV and the child in my lap.
Oh.
You don't do that?
No.
Mm-mm. No? Okay.
No. I'm good. I'm getting the snuggles. What else do I need?
To take it in and appreciate
it. Oh, I'm taking it in.
Okay. I'm just making sure.
But I'm taking it in while I'm scrolling Facebook.
Yeah, no. See, I can't do that. I feel too guilty. I feel like I owe him that.
Oh, yeah. I don't feel guilt.
Like my chin right now, mm-hmm. I have a line of pimples
mm-hmm.
because of boys sweaty. They keep falling asleep on me.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to not have that moment. And I just let them stay there.
Mm-hmm.
And their sweat gets on my chin. And now my chin is broken out constantly. It's so bad.
Yeah.
It's so bad right now.
Yeah, that's one of the things. You just suck it up. Jude fell asleep on me last night. It was pretty great.
Yeah.
I took pictures and everything.
Is he a sweater?
He is sometimes, yeah. But not until like deep sleep.
Not my nephews. As soon as they fall asleep, I can tell because their head starts sweating.
Oh.
And so yesterday, I just had Jake and I made him take a nap after I picked him up from school.
Mm-hmm.
And so we laid down on the couch because that's where he likes to sleep. And he started with his head down at my feet. And then he gets up. He's like, I was just kidding. I'm going to lay with you. And so he lays down and I say, do you want to lay with me?
Mm-hmm.
Thinking that he's just going to lay on my arm.
Mm-hmm.
But instead of that, he gets on me.
Oh, that's
and he
my
lays
favorite.
His little head on my chest. He's getting so big now that he doesn't do that as often as he used to.
Mm-hmm.
And so for about 2 hours, I laid there and stared at the ceiling.
Oh.
I felt my clothes getting drenched. I mean, I was literally soaked by the time that I got up because that baby is so sweaty. But I'm going to do, if he's 21 and wants to lay on me, it might be a little creepy and I might not come on here and brag about it, but I'm going to do it.
Amen, sister.
I'm going to do it.
I'm right there with you on that.
I'm going to take in every second that kid's going
to
give me.
Every second. Oh, I have to tell you this.
What?
So this morning, Kelly, my husband, always gives me a hard time because in the morning, once I get the bigs up, I get back in the bed with Jude for a few minutes and I snuggle with him before I wake him up and get him up. And he'll start to kind of stir a little bit and he snuggles with me. And I always say, oh, my sweet boy, my sweet, sweet boy.
Uh-huh.
So this morning after I had gone to work out, Miles got in the bed in my spot. And so when I came in to wake them up, Miles and Jude were sleeping right next to each other. And they were both in the exact same position. They were like snuggled up.
Aww.
I was like, oh, and I snuggle. I'm like standing over snuggling both of them and I hear Kelly in the back going, my sweet sweet boy, my sweet sweet boy. I was like, yeah, you're a hater. I am gonna love on this for as long as I can until I have to wake everybody up to
you've
go to
gotta.
School. Oh,
you've gotta. It's crazy. I've been
so yummy.
I've been looking back at old videos of Jake and Ben.
Mm-hmm.
And Jake, just a year ago, he was barely talking,
mm-hmm.
and Samantha was like, I really wish he would talk more, and now he won't shut up.
That's how Jude was.
You got to suck it all up. Take it all in.
Yep.
Take a lot of videos. Take a lot of pictures,
because mm-hmm.
otherwise you're going to, at least I, will forget.
No, I do too. I do too.
That's a bad feeling.
The things that are just so cute, they say things, you know, in a certain way, or, it's the best.
I know. We were talking about the Thomas the Tank Engine game that Jake was playing the other day, and I got my phone out to do an audio recording because loop de loop for Jake is whoop de whoop, and it's so cute to me.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, "You're a silly Billy,"
aww.
And "No way, Hosey." So I kind of enticed him to say all those things so I could get it all in one recording.
Uh-huh.
"No way, Hosey." And that's how he says it, the inflection and everything. "No way, Hosey."
Oh, that's so cute.
I know. I love him.
I looked at my time hop from yesterday, and I used to be able to record video without mm-hmm. Jude noticing. But now he sees it, and he notices, and he's like, "Turn it off. I don't want you to take pictures." But I would take video of him getting in the car after school, and they, you know, in the carpool line,
mm-hmm.
and then he comes and then he tells me all about his day and he talks. And I realized that last year he still had a lisp,
mm-hmm.
and so he was having trouble, you know, with the S sound. And it just occurred to me today, like, he doesn't do that anymore. And I remember thinking then, Like, am I going to have to send him to speech therapy? Mm-hmm. Or like, what are we doing here? And now it's gone.
Oh,
it's like, oh, that's so sweet.
I'm tearing up a little bit right now thinking about that for you.
It goes so fast. I hate it. This stage should be longer.
This stage of cuteness and sweetness.
Like the
and
little baby, that stage should last longer.
Yeah, I wish that it would.
Me too. This 11-year-old sassy bad attitude stage, I could shrink that down a little bit.
Yeah. I saw your post the other day about her acting crazy in the orthodontist office.
Oh my God.
What did she do?
Okay, so we've known that she's going to need braces. Uh-huh. This is not new information. And 6 months ago, she was excited. Oh, I'm going to get braces and blah, blah, blah. And well, now it's a reality and she is not on board. So we had a consultation with the orthodontist last week. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you go in and they look and see how many more teeth do you need to lose. And, you know, they give you a treatment plan and how soon you need to start it. Well, she's in fifth grade. She's 11. And they're like, you know, this is really the prime time for her to do this. Mm-hmm. She has one more tooth that they need to pull, but everything else, like, they're ready. This is the time to do it. So the girl is like, well, they're going through the whole treatment plan, and she's like, I can already see she's sitting in the chair and she's got tears in her eyes and she's rubbing her face and she's trying to, you know, hold it together. She's got her arms crossed. She's done with the whole idea. Mm-hmm. And she has to have a lot of work done. So we have to do an expander to expand this top, you know, her top palate. She's an underbite. So they're going to have to do top and bottom braces. Instead of rubber bands, she's going to have, they're like springs. Mm-hmm. They're like metal springs. Oh. Instead of rubber bands, she's got to wear, it's called a face mask, mm-hmm. but it's like headgear, but it's vertical instead of horizontal.
Oh, gosh.
She's got to wear that for 6 months.
At night?
At night. But so they're having to do all this stuff. So we're looking at 2 to 2.5 years, like beginning to end.
Right.
She's pissed. And I'm not doing it. I'll just have crooked teeth. You're going to need to get over yourself. Like, don't make me jack you right here in the orthodontist office. So the orthodontist goes through and blah, blah, blah. And then you talk to the management assistant person who goes over the treatment plan and the mm-hmm. cost and what your insurance covers and all of that. So they take you into another little room and you're sitting at the desk and she's, you know, going down the thing. Well, there's two chairs, the desk and then the place where the girl sits. And mm-hmm. then there's another chair in the corner. This fool is sitting over in the corner facing the wall. I was like, I am going to cuss this girl out right here in the orthodontist office. And the girl's like, it's fine. I've seen this before.
Oh, not from your kid, though.
Yeah. So then they have all the different braces and you upgrade and you don't have to wear them as long and da 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 da. And she's over there just all scowling. And look, I was like, oh, my God, you better. So the girl left out to go get something. I was like, look, you better get it together right now because I am not putting up with this crap from you. She's like, I don't want braces. Girl, you get in the braces. You tell me no one more time. See what happens.
You should now not let her pick her colors. Like the little.
Well, so here's the deal with the colored ones. Mm-hmm. I did not know this, but the way that the colored ones work is those bands are what like tighten your braces.
Right.
So they have the upgrade ones, the clear ones, and they work differently. So you don't need the colored bands, uh-huh. but they're an upgrade. So you don't have to wear them. Like they work faster.
Okay, so don't get those.
So, yeah, so we're not doing the colored band ones. We're doing the clear ones. They cost
you are
more.
Getting the upgrade.
Yeah, they cost more, but then she won't have to wear them as long. And the girl said it could be anywhere from like 4 to 6 months shorter for doing the upgrade braces. I was like, let's do it because
I would say, heck no, if that's how she's going to act, she deserves
done.
It.
No, I'd rather just be done with it. It just, God, can you imagine 6 more months of her just moaning about the
She'll
stupid
get over
braces?
It.
Ugh. So, okay, so then yesterday or this week, we go back into the dentist office to they fit you for the expander. Mm-hmm. And so you have to go for however many. So we go in. I've worked her up. We're just being fitted for the expander. She has this big performance that she's doing in a few weeks. So I had talked to the girl that we had talked with, and she said we could wait to put the braces on after her performance.
Right.
Okay, that's fine. Because they were like, well, you know, I would really try and let's get started, you know, no later than summer. No later than summer? Like, what are you doing today? Like, let's get this ball moving. There's no reason to wait. So we go in, and then there's another girl that's talking to me, and she says, so today we're going to put on the top braces. And I was like, whoa, like, we're not there yet. We talked to, you know, this other girl, and she said they were just going to fit her for the expander. And she's like, no, I think she's looking at the paperwork. I think we're going to put the braces on her. And I was like, oh, that's not what she's prepared for. So she says, well, do you want to tell her? I was like, yeah, because she's going to lose it. So she's in the chair and she's fine. They've taken x-rays. And I said, there's been a slight change of plans. They're going to do the top braces today. And she goes, what? And instantly tears come to her eyes. She crosses her arms and she goes, no. And everybody in the line, like all the chairs down, turn around and look at her. And I was like, you need to calm down. She goes, I am not going to calm down. I was like, okay, you about to get jacked up in the office again. Get it together right now. She's like, no, I'm not getting them. She crosses her arms and she shuts her mouth. I was like, oh my God, I don't have time for this. In the meantime, Jude's there with me. He wants to go back up to the front and play. I was like, oh my God, I can't, just get me out of here. So, but fortunately, they talked to the other girl. So they just, they put in spacers. We go back one more time for them to do the image, and then they'll put in the expander, and then about 2 or 3 weeks after that, they'll start doing the where you twist it. There's a key that fits in it that actually makes it expand, and then we'll do the braces. So she won't get the braces until after her performance.
Gotcha.
But she's still gonna have to wear those bad boys for 2 years.
Well, hopefully she'll see the end game.
She will. And I told her, I mean, she'll be done before she starts eighth grade. So it's the ideal time to do it. She still has one more year of elementary school. By then, you know, she'll be used to it. Everybody will have already seen her in it. It'll be fine. She'll be out of them by high school. But just the bad attitude in the lead up. It's like, listen, everybody has to do crap they don't want to do. So do you. Suck it up.
Okay.
There you go.
See, I was wondering what had happened when you posted that, but in my mind, she was like flailing around and kicking at people and stuff like that.
Oh,
but
no. Oh, girl, I'd beat her upside right there.
Oh, gosh.
I would, It's one thing for you to be bad attitude. You act a fool like that. Oh, No. Somebody's going to call CPS because your mom's going to go crazy on you.
Wow. Okay. I'm glad I wasn't.
I'm 11 year old flailing and kicking, girl.
I hear you.
That's like 3-year-old behavior, and where they're small enough for you to pick up and walk out of the office.
Okay. I don't even know how to change my train of thought from that. So that kind of makes me think about this girl. I've been looking for Netflix stuff to watch because I have been binging at night when I can't sleep and stuff. I found this show, Deontay, called Afflicted.
Okay.
Have you seen it or heard of it?
I think I've heard of it, but I don't know. I'm not familiar with it.
Oh, Deontay, it's amazing. And I shouldn't say it that way. But it's these people who have these conditions. These conditions that most people probably have never heard of. Definitely don't have. So like one lady is sensitive to electromagnetic sensitivity. So she can't be around cell phones. When the cameras were there with the wireless mics and stuff trying to get her story, she freaked out. And she was like, these wireless mics are causing me to have so much pain. She can't be around Wi-Fi. So everything in her house is hardwired. It's crazy. Apparently there's some city, I forgot where it is, but they have this super sensitive telescope. And so there's a 10-mile, it's a quiet zone for like a 10-mile radius. So nobody has cell phones, nobody has any of the wireless stuff, and so all these people with electromagnetic sensitivity go and live there. And like, she can't be around fluorescent light, and so she'll call the grocery store ahead of time and she'll be like, I need this brand of pancake mix, blah blah blah, will you pull it and keep it at customer service? And so she goes in, she gets her produce, goes to customer service, gets her waffle mix or whatever, and then she's out the door. I have never seen anything like this before. And wow. If you are into like weird medical stuff at all, the show is fascinating. There's another lady. This is the only one that I didn't really understand, and I wasn't sure that I bought completely because she and her boyfriend were kind of crazy-ish. Okay, so this girl says that she has mold sensitivity. Okay. Understandable. I get it. But there's no way for her to live unless she goes in the desert, in the middle of nowhere, in her van where they stripped all the metal from. So she's living in this van that she and her boyfriend paint with, like, hand paints and stuff. Because that's the only way that she can get away from the mold that's afflicting her. And even in the desert, she feels terrible. She's barely talking. It's insane, Deontay. I thought I had issues. But I wouldn't be... I don't think I would be on Afflicted. I don't think. You need to watch it. It's seriously... It's a one-season thing. It's like 7 episodes. Mm-hmm. And it's so compelling. Oh my gosh.
Okay, I'm gonna have to check it out.
Oh my, seriously. And then I started watching something called Working Moms. Mm-hmm. It's a Canadian comedy show. It's pretty funny. Pretty funny.
Okay.
If I do so, anyway, I need to get a life.
Canadian, eh?
I need to get back to my list of things that have been bothering me lately. One thing that I'm pretty proud of, and it was a goal of mine for a long time, but I never actually did it, but I finally followed through. I quit drinking Diet Coke.
Mostly.
I don't buy it.
Okay.
I had one this past Saturday night. I'll get into that in just a minute. But I've been drinking a lot of green tea because I already get headaches with caffeine. I really don't need a caffeine withdrawal headache.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so I've been going through the Starbucks line because I like their green tea. Unsweetened, it's delicious. You should try it if you haven't. And I always feel, I always have to stop in the parking lot before I go to the drive-thru and talk myself into it because I don't understand Starbucks. I don't understand the lingo. I went to one the other day and they only had grande on the menu. They didn't have the other sizes. And I can't remember what those are. And so if it's not on the menu, I don't know what I'm ordering. And so I always have to apologize to the person. Hey, welcome to Starbucks. What can I get started for you today? I would like to get a cold green tea and the biggest cup that you have, please. A Trenta or whatever it is.
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't need 30 ounces.
The
How about the next to biggest? And so that's the conversation that I have. And then I pull up to the window to get my stuff and I can't even force myself to make eye contact with the people. Because in my mind, they turned off their headset between my drive from the window to the other window, and they're talking, this stupid idiot doesn't even know what sizes we have. But I don't. And I can't always pull up the menu on my phone and look through it so I can remind myself. I will sit, stop, pull up the menu so I sound somewhat Starbucks educated. But they should have a school or a online class or something for ordering there.
You should just order online.
What?
If you have the app, you can order, you can do a mobile order and then just go walk in and pick it up. They put it on like a little counter.
But I can't walk in. I have kids.
Oh.
I'm going on the way to swim.
Oh, okay.
So I have Ben and Jake and it's freezing here in Texas right now. So I can't just, let's go get my Starbucks order. They should do it like Chick-fil-A does. We do the mobile order, and you can go through the drive-thru.
I think you can do that, too, at Starbucks. You can go through and just say, I have a mobile order. I think you can do that.
That would be amazing, and I would feel so much better about myself.
Yeah, I think you can do that.
I feel like going through Starbucks has knocked my confidence level down, like, 5 notches.
Because
I feel like I'm mostly a smart person until I go to Starbucks.
Yeah, you really have to go, why don't you just have a regular,
order? I forget.
You should put it in your notes on the phone.
Or
you can just, like I said, do the mobile order and then just drive through. I'm the bad mom. I leave my kids in the car and I run in.
What?
Oh, yeah.
That's illegal.
It's 2 seconds.
But that's illegal.
In the 15 seconds that I'm inside, somebody call the police and y'all come get me.
Whatever. I'm going to follow you and I'm going to go knock your windows out when it's the summertime and you leave your kids in the car while you go to Starbucks.
No, I leave the car running.
So?
look, I'm on the front row. If I can see my kid, they're safe.
Okay.
That's how I roll.
Okay.
I'm a rebel.
I'm going to give that a try then. I just need to run into the Walmart for a minute.
No, you can't see them from inside the Walmart.
Oh.
No.
I'm going to get a nanny cam installed.
No, Shannon, you have to be able to see them. You have to park on the front row and then run in and run out. You have to be able to see them the whole time.
So your way of leaving your kids in the car while you go run your errands is better than my way of leaving kids in the car while I go to run errands.
Yes.
That's what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
Because I can see them the whole time.
Okay.
Like, I'm not going to run into Walmart or the mall.
But that's when they're the biggest pains in the butt.
Well, I know.
Because then they want to go to the toys and stuff. And so if you could just leave them in the car at the Walmart, that would save you so much time.
Well, mine are old enough now where I can leave them at home.
Okay. I'm going to Kelly Clarkson tonight.
Are you really?
Do you know how excited I am about this?
I know you are.
I love her.
I know you do.
I love her. I tried to get an interview with her for the show. But she's not doing anything. I can't blame her. She's got to save her voice for what she's doing. But I did get tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Super excited about that.
Aww.
Then tomorrow, I actually bought tickets.
Mm-hmm.
I paid $170 to go to Paw Patrol Live with my nephew Jake. It wasn't going to be $170 when I first clicked on buy now.
And then you bought the extra meat Paw Patrol,
I didn't.
Blah, blah, blah.
I didn't. That would have been 125 base. Ooh. So no.
Well, how did you get to 170?
The fees and stuff.
Oh.
The tickets were like $65 each.
Mm-hmm.
And then I guess they add on all these fees and taxes and stuff that I wasn't expecting. $170. It better be the best Paw Patrol Live show I've ever seen. And I did. I did think about doing the meet and greet and stuff because they do Ryder and then two pups.
Uh-huh.
But they don't say which pups it's going to be.
Oh.
And it's not even like they're in the dog costume. It's like they have the dog in front of them and it's guys standing with suspenders holding the costume on. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. So it's not even like he would be really meeting Paw Patrol people. Besides that, I paid for Chase and Marshall to come to his birthday.
I was just
going to
say, they just met him at the birthday party.
Yeah,
so
he's already met those people. He doesn't need them again.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Right?
Yeah.
But I'm pretty excited about that. And over the week, this past weekend, I went to Monster Jam, the monster truck thing. My nephew is really into it. It's actually a pretty fun time if you go to it, just because it's so different than anything else that I've ever experienced, I guess. But I did leave with a migraine because Jerry Jones did not crack open the roof of the stadium until it was too late.
That's why I can't do that. The exhaust will kill me.
And I did sit two rows behind a guy with the best mullet I've seen in many, many years.
Wow.
I did have a child with a mullet in the back, shaved sides, and a mohawk on top.
Okay.
I don't know how you pull that off.
Did
that
you
kid
sneak
did.
And take a picture?
I got one of the guy,
mm-hmm.
but I didn't of the kid because there's really no good way to take a picture of somebody behind you without looking like a total creep.
Yeah.
I did, though, Deontay, I don't know if you're ready for this news. Guess who was on the Jumbotron for probably about 10 minutes solid?
Whoa, no
Me,
way.
Swear to you. The biggest, isn't it like the world's biggest TV screen or something in AT&T Stadium?
Uh-huh.
I was on it consistently for probably about 10 minutes.
Really?
Because we were in the section where the girl, like the pre-show host lady, she does interviews with the truck drivers and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
And so I was right behind her.
Oh.
And so when they would come do something with her, I would make sure, if I wasn't in the shot, I would lean over just enough to be in it. And then at one point she came and sat right in front of me. She was literally in the seat in front of me. And so I was like, hey, I really like your watch. It was beautiful. It had diamonds and stuff on it. She's like, thanks, my honey gave me that. He did good. I'm like, yeah, he did. And then I let her look at her notes for a second, and then I tapped on her shoulder again, and I asked, hey, would you like a nacho? And she was
sure,
like,
strange girl.
She's like, oh, you're so sweet, but I'll pass. Thank you. I'm like, okay, I get it. So I was on there for like 10 minutes, Deontay. I was on there enough that somebody took a picture, like they realized I was there, took a picture of me, and then posted it on Facebook to say, hey, guess who I saw at Monster Jam? Me. I was there on the big screen. I'm kind of like a celebrity now.
Wow, look at
you.
I know.
But you know what they did?
What?
I'm going to tell you this. So we go down. I told you I gave up Diet Coke, but I did have one on Saturday at Monster Jam.
Okay.
So we go down into the fancy area so we can get some food because I'm starving and drinks. So I order my nachos with everything on them, which was a mistake because onions give me heartburn. So remind me next time not to get them. I get my nachos and I get a Diet Coke. Okay. So the guy, I'm pretty sure that if you are a convicted felon and you have served your time, you can get a job at a concession stand. Anyway, he picks up two cups and he's like, well, which souvenir cup would you like? Would you like a Dallas Cowboys one or would you like a Monster Jam souvenir cup? I'm like, well, duh, I'm at Monster Jam. I'm going to get a Monster Jam souvenir cup. And then he says, oh, I forgot to tell you. The Cowboys cups are $7.50. The Monster Jam cups are $11.50.
I'll take the Cowboys cup, please.
I was like, heck yeah, I'll take that Cowboys cup. I love the Cowboys. Go, Jason Witten. Even though he retired. The markup on a cup is $4. And this was a sold-out crowd of 65,000 people, Deontay. So by the end of it, I'm getting a full-on migraine from the fumes and the strobe lights and stuff. And so I'm like, I'm going to have to buy a hat. Because if I don't get a hat, we all rode together. So I couldn't just leave. I'm going to have to go buy a hat. Because if I do not, I'm going to throw up or pass out or something. Because the lights, if you've ever had a migraine, you know that the lights are not an option. And so I get up out of line or go get in line during intermission. I'm standing there and there's probably about 50 people in the line at the time. Luckily they had it broken up into three different sections and they are selling out. And this is before the free. So it's not even like the legit part of the show yet. And they are cutting stuff off the wall because they're selling out of everything. My hat that I got, Deontay, $30. And there's nothing special about my hat except it says Max D on it. $30. I would love to know what these people are making in a show. I'd be willing to bet that these monster truck drivers are probably about as wealthy as football players.
That's where you make the money, doing the merch.
Holy crap, Deontay.
You know what the markup on a hat is? I bet they paid like $250 for that hat.
Probably. Probably. I don't doubt it at all.
That Monster Jam cup was probably like 82 cents.
I don't doubt. They had one with flashing lights on it, a cup. My mom loved it. It had like light up eyes and light up teeth. And so I looked online to try and get it for her because I couldn't find it there. They sold out of everything. It's insane. And then the smart people are out on the streets after the event selling the little light up toys for kids and cotton candy and stuff like that. Cotton candy guy was sold out. How much, how do these people afford to buy all this crap?
Oh,
I don't
my
get
God.
It.
My head hurts just thinking about all of that.
But on a side note, I did get Jake a cute little set of Paw Patrol shirts for tomorrow night. And I got a shirt that says Ant Patrol.
Oh, that's cute.
So I think we're going to wear our matching blue shirts to Paw Patrol tomorrow. I'll pick them up at school and then maybe take him to dinner or something. It'll be like a little aunt-nephew date.
That's cute.
He better love it. And if he doesn't love it, I'm going to Photoshop smiles on his face. Because $170 for Paw Patrol. Holy crap.
It's safe to say you love your nephews more than I love my kids.
It's very likely that I do because I can always drop them off back at home.
See you later, alligator.
Guess what? I love you. I love you. I love you.
Goodbye.